on 702.
It's coming up for 10 to 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are, of course, listening to 702. Now, today, 20 heads of foreign state delegates and a number of high-level CEOs are expected to gather in Sandton over the next 3 days for the World Africa Investment Forum. The forum, which kicked off this morning, is set to focus on attracting investors and facilitating transactions to unlock investment opportunities on the continent. This comes off the back of the Presidential Investment Conference, which of course took place only a few days ago. The conference was a key milestone in the country's bold, ambitious plan to raise $100 billion in new domestic and international investment over the next 5 years. Well, to tell me more about how the Africa Investment Forum is going to be going about its work, I'm speaking to the acting executive of Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, Mr. Muzi Matema. Mr. Matema, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, of course, the aim has always been to increase intra-Africa trade. I spoke with the Minister for Economic Development, Mr. Ibrahim Patel, recently, and he said there has been steady progress. We've moved from something like 12% to something like about 17%. So there is movement, but there's, of course, also many, many challenges. Many African business people complain about the fact that there's a lot of bureaucracy, that it takes a very long time for things to move, a lot of red tape. How is this investment conference going to deal with some of those very real challenges that actually impedes, intra-Africa trade and investment on the continent?
Karima, with regards to intra-Africa trade, the biggest bottleneck is actually our capacity as a non-industrialized continent to produce value-added goods. So the bulk of components and goods and services that we trade amongst each other are mostly very raw materials, and the bulk of goods and services that are value-added and highly advanced come from outside the continent.
Yes.
So a forum such as this, the role of it is really to industrialize our continent. So there's key agendas that we as the Gauteng province, that also the AFDB is aligned with, are around feeding Africa, industrializing Africa, lighting up Africa, educating Africa, integrating Africa. We'll address some of those, but we do it in a way of allocating capital in a unique manner. I think this is the first time we as an African continent have come together and created a third pillar of capital to be allocated to our infrastructure needs, and that's the pillar of mobilizing institutional investors, pension fund money, and DFIs in one room and say, this is the pipeline of projects that we have in Africa that cut across all our various developmental needs. Mm-hmm. What is the challenge with this program, with this project? How do we make them more bankable? Which of these projects are you interested in investing in?
Now, when I was in Addis Ababa about a year or so ago, when they were discussing a new chair for the commission, one of the things that people were talking about was that we need the guns to be silenced for trade to actually take place. You need political stability. So Central Africa, for example, is absolutely critical if you want to build the kind of infrastructure that you want to connect the continent, from top to bottom. And that has, of course, been one of the biggest challenges that you have. We see what is happening in places like the DRC. We see what is happening in places like Burundi. To what extent are you able to assure investors that the rollout program for infrastructure projects for linking up the various African countries will be a dividend that comes off the back of peace initiatives on the continent, so that there is actually that stability? Because imagine Central Africa is at peace with itself. You will literally be able to do what you want to do, but you can't because people are at war with each other.
Yeah. So I think you raise a very good point. Apart from regulatory bottlenecks and the level of industrialization, political stability is a very key bottleneck to intra-Africa trade. In the SADC region, where we have probably a relatively stable environment, intra-regional trade is as high as 50%. Whereas in the rest of the African continent, where we see a high intensity of civil conflict and war, there seems to be much lower levels, below even 10%. So I think part of the process perhaps outside this forum, as the AU and as the continent integrates, is I suppose solving those political instabilities.
Now, there was, of course, a time with the Africa Rising narrative that people felt that the peace dividend and the attempt to democratize the continent was going to initiate and, you know, fast track this development. We have some of the fastest growing economies in the world contained on the African continent. And yet we see a backsliding on issues of development, on issues of democracy, and of course, persecution in places like Tanzania now, Uganda. You have the persecution of people around LGBTQI rights and so on. As business communities, what are you saying to these governments that want to attract investment, that want to attract people to come and be in a country where people are able to live out their human rights? How do you approach investment vis-a-vis the fact that we also need places in which people are safe to be themselves, to love who they love, to be able to be in relationships the way they want to be, for women to be safe, for child soldiers to come to an end? Because we often see that a lot of economies that are doing well, when one tracks the democracy dividend, then there isn't necessarily a correlation, because capitalism has never been stopped by the lack of democracy on the continent of Africa.
I think you raise an interesting point. Despite those intensity of key sport areas throughout the continent having violence, in aggregate, we as a continent are becoming progressively more peaceful and progressively more democratized and progressively more tolerant to views that we previously not tolerant. I actually attended an interesting discussion this morning where President Adesina was talking about the bank's initiatives in the future around how they will roll out gender financing, where they're literally talking about creating a rating type of platform where for all financial institutions engaged in the African continent, they will literally create a rating agency that says, how much money do you disperse to women? Mm-hmm. How do you treat your women investors? So I view that as a very progressive and positive step. But the reality is there's still a lot to be done around issues with the LGBT community as well.
All right, that is where we will leave it. We will, of course, keep track of this extraordinary summit that is happening. That is the acting group executive, Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, Mr. Muzi Matema, speaking to us there on the African Investment Summit that is taking place in Sandton. And, of course, it comes just literally a week after the International Investment Conference in South Africa.